ZM's Jace and PJ.
Hello, podcasters.
Hey, potties. We missed you over the last week.
We did miss you. We missed you.
You know when you feel like you're warming up for like a game? Today's show felt like I was just warming up. Like I was just stretching. I wasn't quite actually running.
Obviously, by this yarn, I can tell we're not fully warm yet. Yeah, no, actually, today was a tough one, coming back from holidays.
Yeah, I think it's just, you feel like you haven't been oiled up.
Well, I started making a pina colada at 4 o'clock, and I'm like, hang on a sec, mate, you're not on holidays anymore. Everyone was like, what's that? And I'm I had like a mixer in here and everything.
I riled some people up on the show today.
Yeah, so normally,
I'd say it was my most controversial statement.
Yeah, PJ dropped a bit of a bombshell, something regarding what her partner said to her at home.
Yeah.
Didn't get the love and support of the Kiwis that you thought you would.
Oh, look, I didn't know which way it was going to go.
Which is great, because it's about time the truth comes out that I am the innocent angel of the show.
You're definitely
PJ's
not.
PJ's the vixen. Look, you're going to hear what went down coming up a little bit later in the show. And a quick reminder for everyone in Christchurch, we're going to the races.
Shake our hands, everybody. We're going to have $1,000 to give away for the 1,000th person whose hand we shake.
Yep.
And every 100th person whose hand we shake will win a $100 Grab One voucher.
And you know what? If that's confusing, just remember, she's warming up. By the time we explain
this. See what I mean?
Mate, by the time we explain this on Thursday, you'll be like, oh, I get it now. That's great. Remember last year? Things get messy at the races.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake our hands and, early.
And don't be walking
up. No, but you don't want to be too early, though.
No, but don't be walking up, spilling a champagne over me going, hey, you know what number I am. Producer Alex has got one of those little
counters. Yeah, we'll have an official counter. We will not be counting.
He looks like a nightclub bouncer.
Yeah, he does, eh? It's like a little personal security.
Were you just about to burp into the microphone?
No.
It's you were like, security. And then you're like, oh, hang on.
I just had a donut.
Okay, enjoy the show, everyone. We're out of here. You promise you would have been warmed up by tomorrow.
ZM's Jace and PJ.
Now, on a Monday, we normally play Sing Zam, don't we?
We do, and I'm so terrible at this.
Oh, mate, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Today, we're playing a brand new game. We use the Speech Jammer app. How this works is... How the Speech Jammer app works is when you talk into it, it slows down your voice. So it basically, you can download the app Speech Jammer, and when you talk, it plays your voice back in your headphones, but like half a second behind. So PJ, you're going to be reading out and singing along lyrics to your favourite songs through the Speech Jammer app. Producer Alex and I have to guess. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, you're just coming in a really funny pace. Okay.
I'm guessing she's
from memory. She's quite good at this, so I'm kind of worried.
That's right. Have a chat. Like,
okay,
see how you're
going. Hi everyone. How's your day been? It's been a good Monday.
She's too good.
Maybe slow down the. Yeah, let's slow it down a little bit, because you can actually change the settings. So then that way your voice comes back a little bit louder. Okay, so you'll be reading out lyrics. Producer Alex and I have to try and work out what songs they are.
Am I reading or singing?
Singing.
Oh, that's real slow. Okay.
All right, okay. Here we go. You're singing your favourite songs.
Okay.
Producer Alex and I have to guess. Are you ready to go?
Okay.
Go for it.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess.
Katy Perry. Keep going. Which song?
So I sit quietly, agree politely. I guess that I've got the
head of choice. Raw, yes! Yes! Finally a game I'm going to be good at. Okay.
I'm playing.
Okay.
All right, song number two. Do me a favour.
Yeah.
A little bit quicker.
Sing better. Oh, quitter. Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Quitter.
That be the word is on the street that the hot fire in your heart is a...
Wonderwall Oasis.
Sure. Damn it! He's good.
Damn, I'm going too easy today.
You what?
What was that?
I'm going too easy today.
What are you doing for dinner tonight?
Oh, I'm cooking. Aussie romance is work, so I've got to cook.
You're doing what?
I'm cooking. I'm very excited. I'm excited.
What are you cooking?
I don't know yet because I haven't got the recipes from my food bag. It's a salad or something.
She starts
maybe rice
so
paper
strong.
Rolls.
All right, okay. This is the decider. Decider in Speech Jammer.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Third and final song. Producer Alex and I battling it out.
Yellow dance in the light, and we're standing side by side as your shadow crosses mine. What it takes to come alive is to weigh up.
Stop.
What was it?
Doesn't matter.
It was Rihanna.
It wasn't.
It's Rihanna, We Fell in Love. Calvin Harris.
I can tell you now, mate, it was anything but Rihanna. This is ZM.
ZM's Jace and PJ.
I, this afternoon, would love to hear from fellow girls. Now, first of all, before I go on to my wee story, I just want to say that my boyfriend is your friend, Aussie Romance. He is an amazing boyfriend. I'm very lucky. He's probably one of the most tolerant men on this earth to deal with me.
I don't know how he does it.
I don't know how he does it.
Like, I'm paid to do it. You know what I mean?
He doesn't even get any money.
Yeah.
There's a word he uses.
Oh, you mentioned this earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't told you what the word is. There's a word he uses to describe me sometimes. And I've noticed he started doing it quite often lately.
So it's not a nickname?
No, it's not a nickname.
So, and when he describes you with this term, is it to other people? Or is it to you? Like, hey, babe, you're such a blah.
I mean, he may have described it to other people, but in this case, it was to me.
Right, and he's only done it the once, or he does this now and then?
It's happened a couple of times. It's happened a couple of times.
Right, can he sense you're upset by it?
No, I don't think so. I haven't really let on.
Right.
So, okay, the latest example.
This sounds heavy. At the moment, I'm thinking like he's having a shot at weight, skin.
Just hang on. Yep. So, the other night I was going out for dinner, and before I left the house, I wanted to be like, you know, as you do. Do I look right? Am I looking? And he responded with, you look fantastic.
Right.
And that's it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Peter.
No, but can I just hear me out?
Hang on. Telling me he did not set off pyrotechnics? I'm sorry.
Hear me out.
Are you telling me?
I feel like fantastic is the most.
When he said it, did he bow?
No.
He really should.
Just listen to me. I feel like there's no emotion involved in fantastic. That is how you would describe your son's effort in a soccer match.
I feel like there is
no emotion connected to it. Like gorgeous or like a babe or like, I don't know. I feel like fantastic is how you describe a sports performance. Or like, well, like your child's effort in a talent quest, you know?
You must be amazing in bed because I don't know how he does it.
I want to know.
Like, you must be the best he's ever had.
No, and
he
said, I'm very, very grateful. Like, I know that, it's very kind, but
hey, babe,
fantastic. It's like,
babe, how do I look in this? You look fantastic. You son of a bitch.
Is there anyone else out there?
What do you want off the guy?
Oh, God. What is this really?
I can't even back you up with this, PJ.
Really?
This is awful. What does she say? Like, I'll go, oh, that's nice or cute. And she'll be like, oh, babe, please. You know, like, you know, say it like you mean it. Fantastic is an amazing. If someone said, I can't even remember the last time someone said, I look fantastic.
I just feel like fantastic is, I don't know. I just associate that with like when you're at school and your teacher tells you you're doing well. Is that just me? Oh, 800 tells
you
to him.
Oh, it's you, mate. Trust me.
6 months.
It is you.
I'm going to get hassled on the text, aren't I?
So many other people would be like rapt to get fantastic.
No, I know.
PJ, stop.
Oh, no.
Just stop.
Oh, no.
From a fellow girl.
Oh, no.
Tell PJ to shut up.
Oh, no.
This is pathetic.
Oh.
And that's the girls. Imagine what the guys are going to text in.
Well,
so far, this segment is fantastic.
Jace and PJ on ZM.
Afternoon, Jace and Needy, getting you home.
Again, hindsight. I realised I may have been a little bit overdramatic.
Okay, so if you're just joining us, my needy friend here was telling a story before the song about how she got dressed up to go on.
I was just putting it out there.
Hang on. Got dressed up to go on the weekend, looked at her partner, Aussie Romance, and was like, babe, what do you think? And he said, babe, you look fantastic. And she replied with, really? That's what you've got to say?
I was actually so
fantastic.
But I was just thinking that fantastic is a word. There could be more emotive words, but in hindsight, yes, okay. maybe being a little bit dramatic.
A lot of texts are not in your favour.
A lot of texts.
You want to know if you're alone on this and whether you think Fantastic's not nice enough. Mate, the texts are flying through. After 3.5 years of marriage, my husband has finally got the hint that I don't like it when he says, you look pretty. And that has finally started saying, beautiful, stunning or sexy. That's what you want.
Come across a little bit high maintenance. Oh,
PJ, you're at a new low. You're at a new low level of needy.
Yeah, I'll take this one. Hello, Lauren.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good, mate. Do you think PJ's being a bit needy or do you understand?
Me and my friend were discussing on the way home and we reckon it depends on how he said it. If he was like, you know, real monotone, like, oh, you look fantastic, then yeah, maybe.
Okay, how do you say it?
You look fantastic.
No? I think it was somewhere in between, like, you look fantastic.
I think we reckon there's probably better words that he could have used, but it's not too much
of it. Okay, I can tell you now, a lot of chicks out there are going to be like, you know what? I think it was nice that he gave you a compliment.
I know, and I said that from the start. I'm forever grateful. I just wanted to know the choice of word. Melissa, hello.
Hey, how are you?
What do you think, Mel? Is she being a little bit dramatic and needy?
Yeah, sorry, PJ, but crikey. If I get called fantastic, that's great. I love it.
I can't even remember last time I got called fantastic, Mel.
I know. Look, there's worse words out there.
Definitely.
When you said you're going to dinner, I thought it was going to be like...
maybe being on a holiday, I just overthought things, you know? Too much time to think.
I thought he was going to be like, you know, hey, buffet lover, you know, back off and let other people eat or, you know.
No. Sarah, hi.
Hi.
Is she... Oh, hey. You got the tone.
Paige?
Yes.
Hun, I in some ways actually agree with you.
Oh, come on.
Thank you.
Well, you sound high maintenance, to be honest, Sarah.
But Paige,
yeah,
you're lucky you get a compliment, hun. I've been married to my husband for coming up 2 years. We've been together 6. We've got 3 children, and he has to be asked to give me a compliment. So I get where you're coming from, but you're lucky.
I know, I totally get that.
You're about to justify it then, and then she's like, oh, no, yeah, yep.
You're Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, sorry.
How does that feel?
Sorry, Sarah, I'm married, but thank you very much. You know what? You sound pretty good yourself. Sarah, you sound lovely. You have a wonderful afternoon, okay?
You too,
Jay.
Bye.
Right. See?
Bye.
It might not have been you. We cut her off. She could have said it. Producer Alex, you don't know. Holly, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. What do you think? Is PJ being a bit needy?
Oh, Paige.
Oh, no.
I've been with my husband for 9 years, and all I get is, yeah, you're okay.
Oh, but that's good.
You're happy with, yeah, you're okay.
I mean, it's like, are you, yeah, you're okay. It's like a bit of like friendly bends.
I've never once heard fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. If I got an awesome, I'd probably slap him.
Yeah, right. What would you do if he said awesome?
Awesome is from, like, your soccer mum.
Yeah, but that's why I thought fantastic was in the same kind of group. But anyway.
Producer Alex.
So what we're getting from this is that you don't like fantastic, but you want him to just say, yeah, you're okay.
I don't know.
You're happy with that?
I'm just going to go hard.
Yeah, you're okay. Imagine that on the wedding day. Everyone's at the wedding. He's like, oh, yeah, you look okay. Really? That is the most lovely thing you've ever said to me, though. ZM's Jace and PJ. Returning after a cheeky little week away, I hit up the mount.
Yeah, you've been wanting to take the family for a wee while, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we just went screw it, packed the car, did a little roadie, went to the mount to get a tan. No, actually, you know what? I think it was this was a good time of year because you know how the mount gets choppers.
Oh, packed.
Yeah, over summer. We went out for a little family dinner, which I can tell you now, with 2 kids, it's like, you know.
Not the same as... Oh, not having kids.
It's strategic. Like, it's all the timing.
Yeah.
You know, you look for getaway spots.
You pray for no chaos, but no, there's always going to be chaos.
You charge up the iPads. You make sure the car's backed in so you can haul out, you know, really fast.
Do you take, like, emergency food as well?
Oh, yeah. You take
emergency snacks. I imagine they would be crucial.
Mate, garlic bread. You might think that 10 minutes wait for the garlic bread's fine. That's an hour and a half for kids. But anyway, we went to this restaurant and this lovely girl named Maddie came out and served us. Mm. She had a British accent and I started giving you, you know, we're mucking
around.
Literally
giving you some banter.
And I'm like, oh, you're a backpacker, you've come and taken a job here. Shouldn't, you know, coming from me.
Yeah.
And she said, no, I'm actually a Kiwi. And we're just having a chat. She went into her story and she was saying, look, I'm a Kiwi, moved over to the UK for a few months. Mm-hmm. One of her sisters is disabled and needed treatment. Mm-hmm. So she helped campaign some funds to get her sister treatment, and her sister's now being moved to the States for treatment. Wow. She's about to move over to the States and be there for her sister. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. Why didn't you go straight from the UK? Mm. And she goes, well, my other sister's a single mum, so I flew back home to help her out for a while.
She's like super sister.
That's what I thought. And like, she's your age. She's like 25.
Yeah.
She's working at the pub for a few more weeks. Then she's going to go back to the States to be with her disabled sister and be there for her. And I saw, like, before I had kids and stuff, and, you know, when I was your age, like,
selfish.
Yeah,
it's what I am right now.
Like, I'm not being rude, but it's so easy. You know, we live in this selfish lifestyle, and I thought, you know, what a good sport helping out our family like that. And I just wanted to, I've tracked down a number from the pub.
Of course, yeah.
Which is a little, I realise, is
possibly a little bit creepy.
A little bit weird, because she's not expecting to hear from us and doesn't know, like, I work in radio or anything. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to give her a little reward for the person she is.
Hello?
Hello, is that Maddie?
Yes, who's sitting here?
Maddie, it's Jason PJ calling from ZM Radio Station. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're okay. I know we've got you on a day off and you're probably thinking, how'd you get my number?
Yes.
Do you remember at your place of work serving a really attractive guy, his wife and his two kids on the weekend?
Oh, the beautiful little baby. Yes. Hi.
Damn it. You were going to say the beautiful man, but no.
the handsome man as well.
Maddie, the reason we tracked down your number and wanted to get you on, I was telling PJ that I met an incredible girl on the weekend who... Have we caught you in a bad time?
No, it's okay. I'm just my nephew.
It sounds like you're always looking after other people.
Nah.
See, that's the thing. You play it down. Look, the reason we want to get in touch, Maddie, is I was telling our mates at Grab One, they're in the same building as us, and they've got some awesome online deals for everyone. And I just thought, look, you're doing so much for everyone else. You're about to leave and go to the States in 2 weeks. It'd be nice if Maddie just had a day to herself. So we spoke to Grab One, and we want to hook you up with a $500 voucher so you can go out and have a day out treating yourself for once.
What? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, thank you so much.
I wasn't sure if you were reacting to your nephew or us. I thought, oh, God, he spilt something.
Maddie,
oh God.
It's time to look after yourself.
No, he has not spilt anything yet. No. Oh, my, that's amazing.
Go and pamper yourself and just have a day to yourself and enjoy it, all right?
Thank you.
That's right, because here's the thing they do. Like, you can get 60-minute massages from Hands to Heel. You can go for lunch or dinner at Suma Dining Lounge. You could go claybird shooting. I don't know if that's your thing, a gun. Otherwise, mate, just go full pamper style. Go to hair salons. Go for dinners. Whatever you want to do, but it's your day.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
It's the least we could do. And a massive shout-out to our mates at Grab One as well. You can check out grabone.co.nz for deals. And, hey, enjoy your last 2 weeks in NZ.
Yeah, I leave in 8 days.
Well, that's close.
Okay, so one of those days is for you. So,
thank you.
That's right. And can you tell your work, sorry about the creepy dude that rang there looking for your number.
Good on you, Maddie.
No worries. Thank you.
ZM's Jace and PJ.
Jace, PJ with you.
Well, you sound deflated. Just had a week off.
I'll be honest, and you'll think I'm being over the top and dramatic. But
this is going to be good. Let me guess. It's about food.
No, it's not about food.
It's about your hair.
Yeah, you can tell. I said something bad happened to my body over the break. It was my hair.
It looks nice. This was the first thing I said to you today when we walked into the building.
No.
Nice haircut.
I even put a hat in my bag today, so I thought halfway through, if I just cop too much shit, I'm going to wear a hat.
It doesn't look bad.
It's short.
It's shorter than your normal do.
I'll tell you, you sound like you're talking like you're walking through a minefield.
I feel like I'm walking through a
minefield. No, like,
no, it actually...
I got really gutted with it because here's the thing, right?
Wait, how many days ago was this? Because she's still looking fresh.
This does it look fresh?
No. Well,
oh,
I mean...
It's been a week. Like last Tuesday I got it done. So you imagine how like short it was then.
Crisp.
So what... yep, crisp. So what happened is... I had an appointment with my hairdresser this week, right? Because we've got the races coming up. I want to try and look half decent.
Are you doing another one this week?
No, God, no. No,
okay,
no.
Right. So you reached your job.
Oh, mate, the only thing I'm doing this week is getting plugs put in. So, I couldn't wait. Like, I had a mop going on. So I rang up the hair salon and I'm like, look, can I get in? They're like, look, Heather's still away. We'll put you with someone else.
Your favourite.
Heather. And I'm like, yeah, cool. Put me in with someone else. And It was a male hairdresser.
Oh, we haven't had a male one yet.
Haven't had a male one yet.
I said a male hairdresser. He was great.
Well, I thought I'd give it a go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They say, hey, look, you know, don't be so, you know, narrow-minded. Try the male hairdresser as well. So I tried that. I'll be honest.
I don't know
if he was trying to put on a show or be a bit too cool for school. But you know when, like I said, mate, my fear is short hair. Like, I can't have short hair. It's thinning enough. Don't.
No, but I mean, look, to be fair, the length you have at the moment is not short. It's just short for you.
Very short for me. Yeah. I look like I'm joining the
army. But for other people, that would probably be mid.
Here we go.
Mid-length.
Yes.
I think what he's done here is he's like, it's like pruning back a hedge. So you prune it back and you get more volume.
Yes.
Just out of curiosity.
You get more volume.
Yeah. With hedges, though, like, the problem is with this hedge is my ears. Well, it's dying and my ears look like the doors of a Mini Cooper. So when you trim back the hedge so much,
I've
got these massive ears that stick out. But here's
you can see into the neighbours in this hedge, can't you?
And here's the worst bit. As he's chopping the hair, like, is anybody else do this? I'm in the hair salon chair and I'm looking at him and he's like, how's your day? And I'm like, yeah, it's great. And I'm looking at him and he's cutting it off. But I'm not saying anything.
Why didn't you say anything?
I don't know. I don't know.
So what you're saying is you're pretty much to blame the current state of your hair.
And I was trying to hint at it. I said at one point going, we're not going any shorter than that, are we? And he's like, no, I'm just going to thin it out. And I'm like, oh, no, please don't use thinning scissors. That's naturally hair. Why did I not speak? And then what do you think this massive tool did at the end? He finished, and I mean
thank
me.
Thank you very much. And you booked another appointment with him.
No, but I'm sitting there and he's doing the whole mirror behind my head. I'm like, oh, it's wonderful. That's great. I really like it. Thank you very much. Here's my money. Take my money.
Jace and PJ on ZM.
Remember how fun ball pits were when you were younger?
Oh,
did you play in ball pits when you were younger?
Loved them.
Were they around when you were young?
Yeah. Smart ass.
you no, don't. But they were.
Oh, someone's come back from holidays with a little bit of sass. IKEA, the big furniture giant.
Sure,
yeah, they've got them in Oz. They've got like ball pits where you just shove your kids when you go
really?
In.
Really?
Yeah. Well, many times I've been asked to leave that area. Sir, you're an adult. Please get out of the ball pit.
Well, that's why I thought of you because somewhere's just opened over in London and it's a ball pit bar. 200,000 balls. It opened up on Friday.
This is cool.
It sits across two floors. There's food and drink offered.
Like the minute drinks and food start getting spilt, you know, amongst all the balls and
unlimited
then,
spaghetti and meatballs.
See, that's that's getting messy, people.
Prosecco, unlimited Prosecco.
What's Prosecco?
It's like an Italian alcohol.
Oh, sorry, fancy pants. I don't know.
I'm pretty
sure
it is. Yeah. It's like a wine.
Right, gotcha.
I think. And yeah, it's only £5.
I think it's a great idea. You know how the cat cafes were huge when they opened? Like, and this would be it'd be a great little gimmick to own, and then you'd want to sell out quick.
That's the thing. I think it's only available until the end of December.
Yeah,
right. So it's probably like a massive Christmas thing.
I look at the hygiene of that and I go, I just don't know how to get in on day one, people, because that day in December before it closes, it's going to be a mess.
Open 6 p.m. till midnight, Wednesdays to Thursdays, and then 6 p.m. till 2 a.m. So they're really setting this up as like a party venue.
At 1 a.m. in the morning.
I don't know what people are going to be doing in the balls.
There'll be a cheeky vomit in the balls. Yeah, there'll be a bit of...
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
it's not a hygienic place.
No,
I thought it was fun.
What sort of sick websites are you Googling? Sick, creepy things to do while travelling overseas. Man. Have we got Spy?
What?
We got Spy coming up.
What's wrong?
I don't want to play the next song.
Why?
Lou and I were chatting on the weekend about exes.
Yeah.
And it came up who she used to date.
No.
Lou dated Hook and Sling.
No.
The producer that's teamed up with Galantis.
Get out.
Yeah.
Is that the DJ she used to go out with?
Yes.
The DJ in Aussie?
Yes.
Amazing.
We're not playing this song.
We've got to play this song.
No, we're not, mate.
We're on ZM. We've got to play the song.
Screw that. He'll get royalties. He'll probably spend it on a drink, whining and dining some other chick.
How long did they
go out for? Oh, like a month or two on and off.
That is amazing.
Which, let's be honest, that's not romance here if it's a couple of months.
You need to make your own song. To match Lou's ex. You need to make your own song.
We're getting rid of that. That's not getting played.
You can't do that.
Mate, watch me. I'm not playing it.
Well, you're going to get a message from Ross
any
minute now.
And, all right, and in two songs we'll start reporting on cricket. We'll see what your ex has done. Like, you know what I mean? Do you want that? Is that what you want here? We've never spoken about cricket since you broke up with him. So why should we be playing Hook and Sling?
Play Selena Gomez.
Oh, all of a sudden you're happy to drop the song.
Girl, put some love on me, cause I won't let you down. I won't let you down.
Son of a...
We'll be singing.
No. Girl, put some... Bloody hate
how
this.
How did that stuff end? Was that Ross Ross?
Is that
Ross Ross?
You son
Alex?
Of a bitch, get it out of the computer. Here's Selena.
ZM's Jace and PJ.
ZM, afternoon, Little Mix.
I will put them on.
All right, and we'll get to you in a sec, Rihanna. God, that scared the shit out of me. That scared
someone's
the shit out.
In holiday mode.
Oh, man. Well, someone's awake now. God. Oh, that frightened the hell
you
out
okay?
of me. Yeah, yeah, I'm
You're
good.
Back.
Yeah. Just at my age, mate, Rihanna. You know, don't sneak up on a man like that.
Jeepers. Big news over the weekend. Ireland beating the All Blacks. I don't think many people saw that coming.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
I know you didn't want to bring it up.
But you know
I rightly thought. Yeah, if anyone was to beat us,
yeah.
Ireland, never beaten in the All Blacks before. Incredible.
Yeah.
Like, you got to give it to them.
God, they would be partying hardcore at the moment, wouldn't they?
Oh, yes. All the Irish in Chicago.
I'll tell you what, speaking of partying, how is the Chicago Cubs? This happened last week when we were away, winning the World Series.
I saw people's Snapchat and it just looked insane.
Yeah, first time ever. And then they did like their big victory parade. Was the seventh largest gathering ever of people together for an event.
Ever. Around the world.
Rod Stewart, Alex and I were talking about this before. This is amazing. Rod Stewart beat it. He had 4 million people at his concert. Rod Stewart.
Where was he performing?
That was in Rio. He was in Rio and the Cubs, 3.5 mil turned out.
3.5 million people.
At their victory parade.
Because they hadn't won in ages. Is that right?
It was like 100 years.
Wow. I love an underdog. Gosh, I love an underdog.
Have you, do you play, like, I know you've done hockey.
Are we still getting to know each other? Are you, what do you do? Who are you?
What's his last name you're carrying? No. I know you mentioned in the past you like hockey and stuff. What sports have you played?
Yeah, I played hockey back in the day. First 11 from third form.
Yep.
Never won. I think we came third. That was the best we came.
Yeah, right.
In New Zealand. That was pretty cool though.
See, I was thinking about today, my rugby league team, you know how I had that rugby league career? Well, I played under 14s.
Yeah, under 14s.
And then I quit because under 15s you had to wear boots and it got way too professional. I think we almost came close to doing a whole season without winning a game.
Really?
We won one.
Did you ever get the MVP?
Fact, it could have been a buy. But on the books, it was ours. 0800 dials at M. I would love to know, have you been a part of a team that's never won? That has never, ever won? You know what I mean? Like,
if I can find the biggest loser.
Well, don't call him the biggest loser.
No, like the underdog. Yeah, love an underdog.
Love the underdog.
But like how many games they haven't won for?
Say it's like, you know, after work, you guys have an after work netball team, soccer team, whatever it is. If you have never, ever won, 0800 dials ZM. I'd just be interested to know how long you've actually been playing the sport. Like, you know, if it's like, hey, we've been doing it for 6 months, we've never won, it's a little bit more respectable than, you know, for 4 years, we've gathered after work
right.
And...
Can't hate a try.
ZM's Jace and PJ.
As Peach puts it, we want to talk to the losers out
no,
there.
We want to talk to the underdogs of the world.
That's right. We want to know, have you been part of a sporting team that has never, ever won a game?
But you know, I think we should celebrate this. Let's not dwell on this. Let's make this a great thing.
Matthew, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good, buddy. So what sport do you play?
Rugby in the first 15.
First 15, all right. And how long has it been since you won a game?
Well, last season, we went the whole season without winning a game.
Oh, Maddie.
And you were the first 15. God. Haven't you got to be, like, really, really good to be a part of the first 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Maddie's like, mate, all right, we know. You don't have to. Not one game, mate.
He's better at you than rugby. Let's just say that.
Oh, mate, no mistake. I wouldn't even last a whole game as a water boy. But, like, yeah, not even one win. Did you come close?
Yeah, because I'm the kicker and we had a chance to win about 2 minutes after the hooter and I had a kick and I hit the post.
Oh, Maddie! I want to cuddle you.
Oh,
hey,
mate.
Don't you get off that horse. You keep trying.
Yeah, we're all good. We're back there this year, so.
Good on you, mate.
Nice.
Are you still kicking this year?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, all right, good for you, mate. There you go.
Nice.
That would be the worst, being the kicker and it all coming down to you.
Hello, Alex.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. What sport do you play?
So I play soccer.
Right.
And I'm 13 years old, and our soccer team last season won no games, and we lost like 12-0 every single game.
You know what, Alex?
Sad season.
Oh, so you did something consistently, though. No, but as in like the 12-0.
But that's building you as characters, and you know what? Maybe next season is your year to shine. You just... Just going to play it out.
God, you'd be headless if you're the parents.
I would
paying.
Be a terrible coach.
Yeah, okay, you hear
that pep talk? That was terrible.
How would the parents be paying the fees?
You'd
be
sitting there going, oh, no, it's still fun getting out there.
Mate, those things aren't cheap. Like, be like, Mum, can I have another 300 to play soccer next year? You'd have to go, do you think we should look at another sport? Like, again, would still flog me. You know what I mean?
Shannon, what's your sport?
Netball.
All right. Oh, you even sound disappointed when you say it. How long's it been?
We didn't win a whole game in the whole championship part of the season until the last game, and we won by default. But they didn't know that we were going to default first, so we even lost it.
Oh, mate. You can't even win it losing.
Like,
that is the worst. Oh, God. When you say, though, the championship part, so obviously you had to be good enough to get to that,
you did
right?
Okay in the round robin.
Yeah, so you have, like, a grading round.
Yeah.
We won, like, one game in that.
Awesome.
And then you have a promotion relegation, and we won, like, one in that.
Perfect.
Championship round, which was, like, 10 games.
Yeah, again.
We didn't win any.
Shannon, we're trying to be a half glass full sort of show here for you, and you're like, eh, you know, we won there, won there.
Jace and PJ on ZM.
You know how sometimes I'm, to say the least, a bit of a hypochondriac. I react in situations and I can be a little bit paranoid. For example, often I'll have to drive home mid-afternoon after fretting that I've still left the oven top on in the morning. It's never, ever on.
You've done that how many times since we've worked together?
I'd say 10 to 12 times.
Yeah.
Since we've worked together.
You.
That's not including the candles.
You can be quite dramatic.
I can be. I like to think it's creative and imaginative.
Yeah.
This morning, though, I got up quite early, and I'm not used to getting up before, like, 8 o'clock.
I know. I got a text from you at 10 to 7. I was like, oh, she's just getting home.
Thank you. I'm back. I'm back at work, and I'm ready to work out.
Okay.
I went to a boot camp.
Look at you go.
So I got up early, and first of all, I was a bit late, so I got out of bed. I was getting in the car.
Yeah.
Driving. It was still dark, and admittedly, it was still waking up, which is probably not the best when you're driving. And I don't think it was until a few seconds later that I realised I heard a noise somewhere. I don't know what that could have been. It could have been anything. Like, it could have been something in my car.
Right.
But then I just played it up in my head, and then I got to the intersection. I was like, oh, my God. And I just panicked, and I just went worst-case scenario on my head. I thought maybe I'd hit something. Hadn't.
You hit someone.
No, I hadn't. But my head was playing it up that I had, but I hadn't.
You think you could have hit someone?
No, I looked behind it. There was someone crossing the road. Everything was fine.
Jesus, you did a hit and run.
No, I came back from boot camp. All good. Like,
mate.
No, all good. But my mind just keeps playing it up.
So hang on.
And now I'm paranoid.
When did, okay, let's go back to the scene of the crime.
It was not a crime.
Okay, back to the potential scene of the crime.
Yes.
Okay, when you allegedly did the hit and run. This morning when you
hit and run.
When you heard the bang, was it when you were reversing out of the driveway?
No.
Oh, okay, right. So
no, I'm just driving along and then
front on.
No.
So you've actually seen
Jason,
the person you hit.
You are fueling my paranoia here. This is so ridiculous. Like, it's so ridiculous in my head.
You know, oh no, that's not going to work.
What?
Oh, I was going to say, is there any dents on your car? But then again.
There's so many.
ZM's Jace and PJ.
Hey, this is the week, US election.
It's crazy.
Trump or Hillary? The polls have got them locked. I was watching, I don't know why, I was that bored. I was watching a live feed last night.
Oh, I was watching that too because I saw you watched it and right. It wasn't even real.
No, so it was a live feed and you'd watch Trump and Hillary split screen and then you'd hit love heart for Trump, thumbs up for Hillary.
So not. It was not accurate at all.
Not at all.
And it was firing so many people up.
Yeah. How many times did I tune in? 3 or 4.
Yeah, me too. I kept going back. Cooked dinner, came back.
So election happens Tuesday US time. So results will come out pretty much Wednesday here, possibly through our show as well.
It is going to be so fascinating to watch.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I've booked. Because you know how it's this time of year, all the media journos are like, you know, can we get close to the source? Can we have people at the White House?
Yeah,
that sort of stuff. I don't want to talk ourselves up, but I am rolling out the big guns. Political reporter.
Check time.
No, didn't get check. Didn't get our calls returned there. My dad. My dad's
Aussie
gonna be
Paul.
Aussie Paul.
He is going to be our official political reporter.
Aussie Paul's politics.
Oh my God.
He'll be giving us all the updates come Wednesday.
You thought Trump was controversial. Do you see what he used to say?
Actually, speaking of Trump, did you see this on the weekend? So he was at a rally in Nevada and there was a big commotion at the front of the stage.
Yes.
Apparently someone called Gunn and the Secret Service ran on to get him. I've got the audio.
Great.
All right, go. So that go-go you can hear is the Secret Service agents.
Yes, I did see this. And I was just thinking, imagine being those security guards. Holy crap. Like, but also, they didn't cover them.
Hang on. What? Secret Service. Don't say security guard.
Sorry.
It's a bit of an insult.
These guys
have spent years and years training take a bullet for the president, and you've just called them security guard.
Security service, massive difference.
You know they're different than the dudes secret you see. They're different than the guys at Westfield.
Yes, I know.
That you see patrolling the car park. The guys at Westfield are not going to take a bullet for you.
They didn't. I thought that they didn't even really cover him.
That's what I thought.
Is that what you were going to say?
Yes.
Yes.
I watched it and I said, hey, Lou, come and look at this. And then I watched it and I'm like, is it just me? Or are they like...
It was almost like a mistake.
Yeah. It was like, we've got to take a bullet for him because that's what we're paid to do. But we're just going to stand out a little bit so we don't get hit.
It was almost like it was like a skit on stage. They weren't... But I mean, I don't know. I mean...
Like if it was Obama and everything, they'd be all over him. But you just, you know.
Well, I don't know if you can say that.
No, I did.
Maybe it was the angle, but it didn't look
It's hard for them. It's their job. who knows who they're voting for? You know, if you're not voting for Trump, it's like, well, this sucks. I've got to take a bullet for
And after all that, there was no gun there, was there?
No. They just arrested the dude and took him away. But yeah, look at you. I'm actually impressed that you're up to date with bloody politics that's going on.
Thank you.
Was it a bit of clickbait that got you in?
No.
Or was it?
Actually, it was.
Yeah, Donald gets covered by other men in Nevada. Well, this looks like an interesting story.
ZM's Jace and PJ.
If you are still in the office at the moment, have a think. Maybe have a look around the office right now. Is there that one person who never washes their coffee mug?
Oh, tell you what, bloody forks around here, mate.
Oh, yeah, they're never clean, eh?
If you eat after 10 past 12, forget about it. You're eating it with your hands.
Some new research has come out. And, if you weren't the cool person when you weren't cleaning your coffee cup, you could be now because some research is backing you up saying you're actually more hygienic than those who are cleaning their cups between drinking out of them.
Hang on. So, okay.
Is that complicated? Did I say that really?
No.
Difficult way? You look really confused.
Well, in general. So what they're saying is, say if I've had a coffee.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's a little bit of residue left over.
That's right. You just give a little splash in the sink and then make another coffee.
Mm.
As long as it's the same person using the cup.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But they're saying that it's actually better to have the residue in your cup and then just make a new coffee instead of getting the kitchen cloth because there's so much bacteria on there.
Filth.
You're actually infecting yourself more when you use that cloth. So just, mate,
I dropped
some residue. All good.
I dropped something here the other day at the work kitchen and I went to use the...
What was it?
Oh, no, it was like just a bit of food. Like, because you know how I was having that week the other week where I was bringing in leftovers?
Yeah.
And I dropped a little bit of food.
That lasted long.
It was a week. That was the reason we went on holidays.
Mate,
I need a week
roast veggies. I'm so healthy this week. I'm so excited.
Anyway, I dropped a little bit of like food on the floor.
Yeah.
And I used the same sponge that they used to wipe the sink.
Oh, seriously, the things I do with that sponge, you would not want to. Not like that, but like seriously.
Okay, you realise how that sounded?
Yes, I know how it sounded. But what I'm saying is.
Sounded like late at night someone's going to walk into work and go, Jesus, PJ, what are you doing with the sponge? You know what I mean?
Anyway, the residue in your cup is not as bad as you think.
Oh, yeah. Full circle. We ended that story.
Jace and PJ on ZM. ZM's Google
Sing-Along. Did that say Google Sing-Along?
It's Gargle Sing-Along.
Or is it Google? I'm pretty sure it said Google. It sounded like Google. But ZM's
Google Sing-Along.
Yeah.
It is Google.
It's Google. Sounds like Google, but it's meant to be gargle?
I think what you're going to be doing is gargling.
Right.
But it makes a gurgling noise.
Gotcha.
But why does it say Google? It says Google.
I think that's just the Kiwi accent.
You're Australian, so you think it says Google.
Do you think it says Google?
It does
Google.
Sound a little bit like Google.
It does. Be honest, the guy that voiced the opener, had he partaked in a
Google?
Partaked?
Damn it.
In an English class?
Anyway, moving on. All right, big shout out to our mates at New World. They've got the New World award-winning wines, right? It's great. You go in there, do your little shopping, pick up a wine, look for the award-winning wine stickers, and then you know you're on a good drop. How this works, right, this would be an incredible weekend away, to Church Road Winery, including flights for two, five-star accommodation, behind-the-scenes tour, three-course lunch. If you want to go on the running for that and instantly win a $100 New World voucher, all you have to do is guess the song PJ is Google Gargling.
Gurgling.
What little weapon have you picked for today?
Okay, today I am gargling the Woven Stone Single Vineyard Ohau Pinot Gris from 2015, a red apple and exotic.
Present it to me like a waitress. Or like
Hello, sir.
Yep.
Today on the menu we've got a Woven Stone, just like I said it. How's it any different?
No, there isn't.
We've got red apple and exotic ginger spices, an intense and vibrant with precise acidity, giving a fine, long, crisp finish.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Get off me. Just pour the glass. Pete?
Oh, this is going to be an absolute train wreck.
Gargle the wine?
Yes. Okay.
With the song? Okay. And then you spit it out.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I've got a cup ready to spit out.
0800 dials at M. She's also strapping her bib on. Here we go. What song is she gargling? You're right. Is she choked? You're right. Okay. All right. Let's go to the phones. 0800 dials at M. Renee, any ideas?
Oh, my gosh. That was so hard. It wasn't I Can't Feel My Face.
No. No. Sorry, mate. Do you want to hear it again? Go a little bit again. Santana, any ideas?
Oh, my God. No idea.
We're off to a flying start.
God. I'm going to say that new song by The Weeknd.
No, sorry, mate. Thanks for trying. Chrissy, welcome to the show. Any ideas?
Hey, I have no idea. It's so difficult.
Any ideas?
Isn't that Justin Bieber, Deja Vu?
I'm really... Mate, I was going to say you should practice at home, but that's no doubt you're doing that. Peaky, how are you?
Good.
Any ideas?
No clue.
Oh, mate.
I think it's because I had too much.
Oh, that's a surprise. All right, just go a little bit.
Yeah, I'll have a smaller amount. Here we go. A
little bit, mate. Okay, go for it. Any ideas?
Oh, I know it.
I need a guess.
Oh, I can't think of it, no.
Sorry, mate. All right, 0800 dials at M. Renee, any ideas?
Is it Wildest Dreams with Taylor Swift?
Thank God!
Yes, Renee.
You got yourself.
Thank you.
You got $100 new world voucher, and you go in the running for that amazing trip away.
Awesome.
Good on you, mate.
Oh, wow. So I've just got to say my 11-year-old daughter gets that one, so she's going to be buying herself some goodies with that. That's nice.
Look at that. Mate, congratulations. We will play again tomorrow.
Well, now we've done that as a run-through, I know what works and what doesn't. So there we go.
ZM's Jace and PJ.
This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard this direct flight to LA for the iHeartRadio Jingle Ball.
So many amazing artists. Bruno Mars, Justin Bieber, Britney Spears, Megan Trainor, Fifth Harmony, Diplo, Alicia Cara, Lucas Graham, and it goes on and on and on.
Speaking of Bruno, his third studio album, 24K Magic, arrives everywhere November 18.
That is going to be good.
You identify the five celebs in the correct order. Trip is yours, done and dusted. Here they are.
I went for dinner with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
So excited about that.
I just got that news yesterday.
They're like beautiful aliens. It's cool to be able to do that.
Jennifer.
Hey.
Jennifer. pressure's on you this afternoon. We can confirm celebrity number one was Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will point out.
We have no idea.
Yeah, they actually haven't trusted PJ and I with it. Producer Alex is in charge of the dings and the booze.
The dings and the dongs.
Yes. Yep. Do you want to hear him again?
Go on then, yeah.
I went for dinner with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
So excited about that.
I just got that news yesterday.
They're like beautiful aliens. It's cool to be able to do that.
I think I got it, but then I don't think my fourth one is right.
Write it.
No, I think I've got it.
Okay.
Do you want me to ding and dong after each?
No.
After each one? Or just
no, because if she screws up number two, the anticipation's all, you know what I mean? It's done and dusted. Yeah. Let's build the hype, guys.
Sorry, mate.
I wanted to believe she's got the trip right till the end. Sorry, Jennifer, I won't be sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go, I got to number two and stuffed it.
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, it's over to you. List off five celebrities in the correct order. Go for it.
Okay, so there's Ed Sheeran. And the second one, is it Rihanna?
Just keep going through.
The third one, Britney Spears. Oh, the fourth one. Oh,
No.
I'll play them to you one more time. One more time. Have a listen.
I went for dinner with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
So excited about that.
I just got that news yesterday.
They're like beautiful aliens. It's cool to be able to do that.
Okay, five celebrities in order.
I know the last one. Damn it.
Okay, celebrity number one.
Ed Sheeran.
Celebrity number two.
We'll go Britney Spears for that one.
Celebrity number three.
Bruno Mars. No, I don't know.
Celebrity number four.
We'll go with Rihanna for that one.
And celebrity number five.
I'm pretty sure it's Justin Bieber, number five.
Producer Alex.
They were all.
Now, on her first go, she got up to number three. So I can only take those answers.
That's okay.
However, she got number five correct.
What did you say was number five?
Me, Justin Bieber.
Right, okay, so there we go. All
so
right.
The first and the last on the count.
Okay, so Ed Sheeran's number one. Number five is the Biebs. We are still yet to reveal three celebs. Sorry, Jennifer, thanks for trying, mate.
That's okay.
I had that one.
Show me your sheet. What do you got?
I had Bieber at number five. Don't read it.
You reckon? Yeah, right. You reckon Gaga? What, am I not supposed to?
No.
Mate, it's not
my
like...
secret sheet. Mate. Give me my secret sheet back.
It's not like you can win.
Keep it by my bed every night until this gets won.
Tomorrow morning, Fletch, Fauna and Megan will give you another shot. Thanks to our mates at Air New Zealand's Grab a Seat. Five celebrities in the correct order. The trip is yours.
ZM's Jace and PJ. By Dr.NZ.
Mariah Carey reportedly was insulted by James Packer's prenup offer. She scoffed at her wealthy ex's idea of a prenup, calling it tacky and insulting. Now, just quickly to run through, I know you've been married. You are married. I'm not too familiar with a prenup. That's what happens when you break up. Like, if you were to break up, how you divide your possessions, correct?
Yes. Really?
I know that.
Yeah.
But so, it just doesn't quite make sense when you read this.
Like, you know, rich people and people that have got a lot to lose.
Obviously, they've got a lot to lose. But
yeah, they'll get them to sign prenups. So it'll be like, hey, if we break up, we're keeping our own stuff.
But listen to this. Like, for example, except for gifts between them for their engagement, wedding, or on birthdays and anniversaries, no item of jewellery and or personal adornment costing over $250,000 will be deemed a gift unless accompanied by or promptly followed by a writing specifically stating, this is my gift to you. Do you get that?
That takes the romance out of it, doesn't
it? Right.
And how much?
$250,000.
She's wearing a car or several cars on her hand. Like anybody that's buying a ring or jewellery like that, mate.
James shall cause a credit card to be issued for use by Mariah and staff. The amount of expenses shall not exceed US, and then he can insert a number.
How much?
Per calendar month. It doesn't say. The amount was blank.
It doesn't say.
The amount was blank. James shall provide the use of one private aircraft of his selection for Mariah's personal use or that of her children and nannies only when James, in his sole discretion, determines it is appropriate to do so. The reason why negotiations blew up, apparently, though, James will pay Mariah and Mariah shall accept $6 million per year for each full year of marriage, up to a maximum of $30 million. Apparently, she wasn't happy with that.
It
blew up. She thought it was tacky and insulting.
She thought that was tacky, but she's happy with the whole gift thing. I think a whole prenup's tacky, don't you?
So tacky. Yeah. One source said she rejected the dollar amount and claims James agreed to a $50 million lump sum if the marriage failed.
I just said to Lou.
Same romance isn't dead.
I said to Lou, if ours goes to shit, just let me have the PlayStation. And like,
you can have everything else.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Except for the slow cooker.
Oh, we got a mean slow cooker.
I know you do. That is your spy for more. Make sure you head up to spy.co.nz.
ZM's Jace and PJ.